Forecasters had warned that the U.S. Northeast was in for a nasty blizzard. Today on CNN Student News, as millions are digging out from the snow, we're showing you just how bad it was. From the top down, this is what the system looked like from space. Astronauts could see it from the International Space Station. New York City's mayor said this storm would crack the city's top five ever for the amount of snow on the ground. The lights went out on Broadway, just one major part of the city that was shut down. To New Jersey, one of six states that saw more than 30 inches of snow. At high tide, some parts of the Jersey Shore actually got more flooding than Superstorm Sandy brought in 2012. Baltimore, Maryland saw its heaviest snowfall ever, more than 29 inches there. Mass transit services had to be canceled. Same story in Washington, D.C. Roads were blocked by snow. Schools are closed today. And ice and snow made driving conditions treacherous all the way south to the Carolinas.
From above, the monster storm looks peaceful, almost serene. But on the ground, it caused death, misery, and destruction. From fatal accidents to huge snow piles, flooding, and the complete shutdown of major cities. The blizzard of 2016 is one for the record books.
This is a historic snowstorm. This is a huge challenge for Pennsylvania. We are deploying all of our resources to try to make sure that the people of Pennsylvania are safe.
Okay, back, now forward.
As the weather begins to subside and people dig out from tons of snow, it could be days before life gets back to normal.
Stay patient, and to quote a line from one of my favorite musicals, we're all in this together. So just stay patient.
I've never seen anything like it. Within minutes, a rush of water from that bay came over into the harbor and essentially flooded our crew.
In New Jersey, coastal residents are assessing damage from tidal flooding that sends seawater and ice blocks onto town streets.
I came home early from work yesterday. I cleaned out the bottom half of my house and I brought everything up.
Smart.
Yeah. We learned from Sandy, so.
In Kentucky and Pennsylvania, stories of epic traffic jams. Some motorists stranded for almost 24 hours.
I've never been stuck on a highway this long before. We've been here for about 15 hours.
Stuff like this, it's going to be hard to get out of here anyway. So I think we're going to be here for a long time.
85 million people impacted by the storm. More than a dozen deaths, hundreds of traffic accidents, thousands of power outages and flight cancellations. It is a storm that won't soon be forgotten.
Wet, sloppy conditions and just trying to make the best of it and clean everything up as much as we can.
For the first time on the CNN Student News Roll Call, we're headed to the Cayman Islands. They're in the Caribbean Sea. Their capital is Georgetown on Grand Cayman, and that's where Cayman International School is watching. We're visiting our friends in Cincinnati, Ohio next. At Madera High School, there are two mascots, the Mustangs and the Amazons. And finally, it's great to see Thibodeau High School today in Thibodeau, Louisiana. Let's go, that's go with an E-A-U-X, Tigers. African leaders are pushing the nation of Burundi to allow international troops to help keep the peace there. Here's why. Ongoing political violence is threatening to spread to something much worse. The small African Republic had its first democratic presidential election in 1993, but soon afterward, the president was assassinated. That led to a civil war that lasted more than 10 years and decimated Burundi. By 2005, relative calm had been restored. A new president was elected then and re-elected in 2010, but his latest re-election last year has people inside and outside Burundi concerned that history could repeat itself.
Burundi has been at a tipping point since April 2015, when incumbent President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to run for a controversial and some believe illegal third term as president. Protests rocked the small Central African nation, roughly the size of Belgium. Those protests quickly turned violent, and an attempted military coup caused Nkurunziza's ruling party to crack down on all opposition movements, civil society, and the media. Since then, hundreds of thousands of Burundians have fled the country, seeking asylum in nearby countries such as Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Pierre Nkurunziza won that controversial third term in July 2015 with almost 70% of the vote. But the violence continues. Residents of the capital, Bujumbura, report that they go to sleep with the sound of gunfire and explosions most nights. Hundreds of people, according to rights groups, have lost their lives. The African Union, concerned that the humanitarian situation in Burundi is spiraling out of control, proposed a 5,000-strong military force to restore peace. Burundi's government rejected their proposal. A spokesman for the government said only the government could allow the force in. They can't invade a country if the latter is not informed and allow it, he said on state radio. Since then, the United Nations and the U.S. has called the situation there deeply alarming. A real concern among both Burundians and the international community is that if peace or relative stability is not restored soon, it could soon simply plunge back into the decade-long bloody civil war that saw 300,000 killed and brought President Pierre Nkurunziza into power in the first place.